Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Hello and welcome to Dare to Dream. This is the award-winning podcast that dares to ask the big questions and go far beyond the veil of 3D. Today on Dare to Dream, I'm speaking with Dr. Judy Weaver, who will be channeling a healing message for all of us later. Judy is a doctor of metaphysics, healing modalities, and a shamanic practitioner, author, and she is the founder of Heart for Souls, Inc., Spiritual Travel. This podcast is sponsored by Dr. Dane here in Access Consciousness. They do energy work out into the world. If you would like to become a facilitator or you'd like to take one of their classes, go to Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. You can get your free starseed report and video. It is my gift to you. If you'd like to learn your galactic lineage, what planet species you are from, go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Debbie is with an I and Dachinger is with a C. So it's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. My episode this year, my interview from Gaia TV is up and my interview from last year. So please watch them both on Gaia TV. And if you do not yet have the subscription, let me gift you with a free 1 week subscription to this amazing platform. Greatest, really greatest programming. You can go to debbiedashinger.com/Gaia, which is G-A-I-A. And I'm doing my monthly shamanic galactic healing. It's coming up in a few days, so you can still join. There's about 5 spots left. You can grab one of those. It's at debbiedashinger.com/healing. If you were ever going to join during any time, any month, this is the month. August, there are so many manifestation portals that are open. We have so much assistance right now from the galactic beings. I can't emphasize enough how much portal opening for direct manifestation. It's like magic and miracles. Join us today, debbiedashinger.com/healing. I can't wait to work with you. And finally, my guest and I are going to be speaking aboard the cruise to the Mediterranean. It's a mystery school at sea. And you can join us at mysteryschoolatsea.com. It's S-E-A, of course. And we're going to Greece and Turkey. We're going to all the mystery school sites. And I'm very excited for that. So she will also be speaking aboard the cruise with me. My guest is Reverend Dr. Judy Weaver, a highly respected international spiritual trance channel medium and doctor of metaphysics and healing. Judy specializes in spirituality, healing, and shamanic practices. As the founder of Heart for Souls, Inc., she offers transformative, uniquely tailored spiritual sessions that channel divine wisdom and healing energies, helping individuals navigate life's transitional phases. And we'll all get to experience that together with her during the show. She's an accomplished author of Guided by the Light and also The Truth Beyond. And she also leads sacred journeys worldwide to facilitate lightworker activations and deep spiritual growth. I'm going to give out 2 websites for her. You can go to judyweaver.com, and she's like me. It's an I at the end. So it's judiweaver.com or hearts and the number 4 souls.com. And with that, I welcome the amazing Judy to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. We've got so many wonderful things that are happening, and it's just so lovely to come together. And I'm always known as being this wonderful wild dreamer, and I'm on the Dare to Dream show.
Yay!
Yay, hooray! Yay,
I know,
hooray.
and we have so much in common, and I really love the stuff you're up to and what you're doing. I want to start a little bit with your books, your wonderful books, Guided by Your Light and Truth Beyond. And I know that you also lead these very powerful journeys all around the world, including retreats at Mount Shasta and Peru. And your next stop, the two of us, Mystery School at Sea. So we're going to be together on a Mediterranean cruise. And just, I'm going to show folks your book, because there's a lot of channeling, by the way, in this book. It's quite a beautiful cover. So they know they can get this. When we're on the cruise together, do you know yet what you're talking about? Or do you just let go and you start channeling for the people there? What is that like?
We're going to be doing trance channeling, obviously. And so I don't know the specifics of all of how it's going to unfold. And it really depends on who's going to show up, I think is the best term, because again, a lot of councils are coming in more so, you know, and larger energetic groups. And not to say that I don't trance pretty much anything. I think that really pretty much changed after 2017. When I had gone out to Mount Shasta and had that next level of awareness and awakening that happened. And after that, I actually was invited into the community of Telos because I had found a gateway in. And that was amazing and wonderful, incredible. And all of that is really pretty much referenced in the book as well, that journey and how it went along and how it unfolded. But it was really just this whole next level of development within me, because that's what always happens when we go to these places, when we're called and we move into these energies, then we go through our own portal shifts of a deeper understanding of accessibility and of being able to work with these energies in a much higher frequency and capacity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm super also excited about the Mystery School cruise, because one of the things that's so exceptional is, you know, we always have excursions, right? You always have excursions when you are on cruises, but our excursions are private to us. So we've got all these psychics, all these channels, all these incredible energetic healers going to these ancient sites, opening all the portals and the doors and listening to and really hearing and feeling and having a whole other understanding of what's happening, what did happen, and the lessons from the before that they are now bringing into the world today, gifting us with the opportunity to implement and to bring back into the health and wealth of mankind moving forward. I mean, that's just like exceptional, exceptional, exciting.
I agree with you. You know, I keep wondering how many people are going to have unexpected activations and suddenly remember past lives. Because I have to say, even just knowing we're going there, I'm starting to have this upsurge of the feeling of goddess energy. And I don't fully know what that means, but I feel it in connection, I think, especially with Greece. So I'm going to be interested as well, going with all these experts on our excursions to these ancient sites. And I can't believe some of the people who we have as speakers.
I know.
I mean, this is going to be a profound experience, but I'm already feeling the energy, and it's not till March 2026. So I'm in already.
Yeah. And that's what happens all the time. Whenever you book with somebody, whenever we plan something, as soon as we really start anchoring the energy into it, that's when they start working with us very specifically. And Greece and Italy has always been on my bucket list. And Turkey has always been like, well, maybe one day. So I'm getting 2 for 3. I'm excited. And that doesn't mean that I'm not going to bop next door over to Italy since I'm in the neighborhood. So
my favorite place, period. Yeah, totally. Why do you think that these kind of excursions or gatherings are important at this time?
Well, this time right now, we are just moving into a complete energetic shift. We're creating a new foundation. all of the old foundation is going through this transformation. We're breaking apart the old ways. And it's okay to allow for that breaking apart so that we can have a new, stronger foundation that's of an independence. It's about every single person having their own connection and access to that information. They don't have to wait to go to somebody else in between. They're going to have that direct accessibility. And so when we're these sacred lands that really hold the keys, they hold the energies, they hold the crystals, that we've got all these new crystals that are even birthing out of the earth itself, and they're coming online. They're working with all the water. They're working with the big shifts that are taking place energetically so that they're moving into this higher resonance of activation for each of us who are moving into that awareness awakening process to be able to get a clear connection and to be able to really move with that level of consciousness and to incorporate it with intentionalization so that we can utilize it as we truly desire to, not just haphazardly that's being thrown at us, but for us to truly evolve into and to focus our energies with for that growth process. But we've all had previous lives, and so many of us have left key elements of ourselves or information in these particular locations. So once we go back to the lands, it's like, oh, well, now I know what I'm going to do with this. I needed to have this. And so it's about just really reconnecting, remembering, and understanding that we really have access to, and we have control and management of a whole different level than most people really realize that they do.
Wow, I had goosebumps through a lot of that. Can you say a little bit more about these new crystals being birthed? Where are they from? Are they a gem or a genus that we've never seen or heard of before? And do they come from the ley lines? Talk about that.
We've got massive new crystals that are birthing through the earth resonance itself. And it's not that they have not ever been there. They are moving up into a different level of accessibility. They are also going through within the magnetic lines and the shifts that are taking place and the tectonic shifts. They're being moved into different activations. These different earthquakes that are happening, the volcanic eruptions, all of these huge earth shifts are part of them being moved. It was so fun. They're telling me as I was out in Mount Shasta a couple of weeks ago, the reason why the lava's moving is because it's part of moving the crystals into the exact spots that they need to go to be able to be activated. It makes perfect sense, but who would have thought of that? You know, it's like, we just have to really listen. But the, again, that crystalline energy that is within all of the water that's around the earth, that is moving into a different alchemization with a reactionary aspect of these different crystals. But again, all of the crystals, how do they really get put online? It is the energy that's coming in externally. We definitely have the internal energy that's pushing through. We also always, you know, have our magnetic lines and the ley lines. And yes, they definitely correlate with them as well. But it's about where we are aligning with the planets and the frequency of the energies that are entering into the earth. They were so clear, and that they were talking about how, you know, all these light codes are being created and collected, and how they actually move through the atmosphere and in is within the solar flares. It's a form of transportation.
Agreed, 100%. Amazing. Thank you for that. And that is so exciting. And somebody was just asking me about the volcanic eruptions. And so you're giving me a whole new piece. I agree with everything also that you're saying. This time is for us, but I really understand the level of chaos that's impacting people. And I'm very compassionate to that. And I also feel like we have to hold tight to the fact that we chose this. We know we knew our souls knew this was a planet of duality and that we came to hold the light and our piece of the puzzle. Very important to remember when somebody calls themselves a light worker, that's not a light thing to say. It's a very
You've earned that
job.
Title.
Right. That's right. You were chosen and your soul said, yes, I agree. And you have been this spiritual trans-channel medium and a healer from the early 1990s. That's amazing.
Yes.
How did this, I mean, I read your story in here, but I was curious, your journey into this profound work, its inception, how did that begin?
You know, it's funny because, you know, you can go back now. I can say, oh, my God, I've always had it. I mean, I remember like being 5 years old and in my bedroom, it had knotty pine. And I was always petrified to sleep in there because the eyes were always watching me. The eyes were always watching me. Was it just my imagination? And I remember being really young, like 3 or 4, laying in the backyard with the clouds saying, are you going to take me home? Are you going to take me home? And just feeling so lost, but still never got any of that. Never got any of that. But really, you know, just currently just went on, always empathic towards everybody, overly sensitive to everything and emotionally overwhelmed by every situation that I was in and around, and really tried hard to just kind of be that chameleon so that I could just blend in everywhere because I didn't fit anywhere. I was always my own unique self of whatever it was. But for me, the big awakening aha moment was I'd gone to bed, normal night. My father had been diagnosed with cancer, had a very large tumor that had burst through his intestines and had been given 3 months to live. And always been a person of faith. I'd always had my faith. I didn't know all of what it meant, but I knew there was something bigger than me that was out there that was always going to help me. And Southern Baptist was actually my primary religion. And so went to bed normal night and sat straight up in bed and very clearly heard, you've got to go to Florida and do a healing on your father. And I looked around the room and I'm like, who said that? And then I'm like, but God, Dad's an atheist. And it's exactly like what you said, you know, light workers, we've earned that title. It's not that it's easier for us. It's harder for us because we need to be smarter and stronger, younger, so that we can be able to hold that energy and to help others find their way as well. And so there was a lot of alcoholism and abuse and blah, 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 blah. So it's, you know, it's like, hey, Dad, God said I need to come to Florida and do a healing on you. I was petrified. And again, my faith was my faith. It wasn't my father's. And mine was Southern Baptist. So you're not going to be doing that. So there was tons of conflicts, but I prayed about it and it was very clear. This is what you've got to do. This is how to do it. And this is how it comes to be. And so very, very long story short, my father was open to it because when you're faced with that situation, you're open to new opportunities. And we all got together as a family and we did this ceremony around him and we prayed and did anointing oil. And that ceremony, it changed our family. He became a man of faith and lived another 9 years. So it's not about knowing the end results. It's about doing what you really are being called to. And I can assure you, it's not going to be a comfortable calling because they know more than we do about what we are capable of. And so they push us into being the most brilliant soul that we possibly can be.
That was good. Thank you for saying that. I feel like that was a takeaway right there. I can really relate. Every time I have felt like I'm on my path, I got this, I have my road, my wheelhouse, and then spirit will put something new. Well, great. I like that you like that, that you do galactic and shamanic healing and that you're this, that, and now you're going to channel. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I didn't ask for this. It's like, that's okay. We're giving it to you. And that's a big experience for me that you are speaking to this discomfort, this being pushed out of, but also this sense that there's something grander that has a knowing. Like, yeah, you're supposed to be doing this. Just trust the path, new piece of your path.
Yeah, they'll only show us two or three steps ahead, because otherwise we would get too intimidated and we wouldn't have the confidence in ourselves to even go forth and to do it. And for channeling with me, this was so funny. So I'd gone to Abagina, Brazil, and I had spent some time in beautiful energy. I'd gone during Easter time. I don't care what religion you are. When you do anything during Easter time, it is profound because so many different prayers are out in the world. It really moves you energetically to grow into. And I had gone and I felt these crystals be inserted into the palms of my hand and tubing shoot straight down to the top of my head. And I very clearly heard, I've had to insert you with this new crystal hardware so your physical body can handle the level of healing. Not now, in 6 months. 6 months later, I was running a Native American gathering group in Casadega, Florida. It's called the Talking Stick Circle. And so I would go ahead and get ready and write out my prayers so I would look good and feel, you know, I'm a professional. I'm going to show up and I'm going to do it right. And I go there to read my prayer, and it's at Christmas time and I can't read English. And that's when Chief White Eagle stepped in. I didn't know. This was not a plan. This was not. Now, I'd been healing for years. I'd been working in the church for years. I'd been the co-pastor, the pastor. I mean, so it's not that I didn't know this, but this wasn't something that I ever knew was going to be part of me and my journey. And once Chief White Eagle came in, then it was, you know, then I had angels and God source. And I did that from 2013 to 17 till after my Lemurian awakening. And now there's really no limit to who comes in. I choose not to channel people who have passed because they're still evolving in their process. So I really try to keep it to the broader resonance. But the galactic beings are amazing. And most of the time they'll come in with a light frequency because they just can't handle the vibration of a physical body. We're just a bit too much for them. Or not enough. I don't know which way you want to go with that.
Yes. Yeah. It's very dense here. It's very difficult for them because they're so advanced and many of them don't even have bodies. That's incredible. What great stories you have. And you lead these sacred journeys, and I'm curious about whether it's Peru, whether it's Shasta, whether it's, you know, many places around the world. What is the most profound experience that has happened to you while on one of these sacred journeys? Something remarkable and unforgettable that occurred?
So many of them. It's like, how do I go ahead and limit? I think the biggest thing that I'm going to say is that within every single journey that I do, there's always corroboration. There's always proof. So animals will specifically show up, birds, rare birds. This last spring, I went to Peru. Okay. And we went into one of the very small communities up on the top of Pizac, up on top of the, you know, mountainside, where they don't even have cars. Okay. These people live in their own little communities. And again, there's ancient lands. And so we were invited because of my host. I'm grateful that we were able to go up to these ancient lands and go see these archaeological sites and to see the petroglyphs that are there as well. And there's this Andean ibis that's up there. Right. And now an Andean ibis is a very rare bird that you just do not see. They have a nest that's there with the babies and they're flying all around. And the Paco, the shaman, he's talking about how powerful this is and how beautiful this energy is for each of us and good luck that we're going to have. And so unusual. Now, I ended up going up there two different times with different groups and the birds were there. I then went down to Puno, which was, you know, probably, I don't even know how many hundreds of miles away. It took us over 8 hours to drive to get there. We went to the Gate of the Gods, right? The Serpent's Gate. We get there and there above us are the Andean ibis screaming down and over in front of me as I'm channeling this message from the gods, from the earth, from these energies of earth. It's opening the gateways of allowing this information to resonate back into. I mean, everywhere I go, as I was just there in Mount Shasta, one of the things is we're doing our despacho. We're down by the water, right? And it's like, so cool. Oh, and there's definitely a large bear scat, and it was fresh. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's fabulous. Bears yes. are such powerful healers with strength. I would love to be able to have some fur. So there's some fur. And I'm like, oh, but I want to keep this one, but I need to give it to the despacho. Is there any more? And I literally found more fur. Oh, everywhere we go, we ask, the animals will be there. They are there to show us the pathway, to help us, to remind us, pay attention, pay attention. Literally, before I left, I literally found a box turtle under the healing couch in my house. I know turtle medicine is strong. I'm one of those people who says all the time, I will have turtles knock on my door. But how he got in the house, I have no clue. But it was me preparing me. It is. This is the message for me, preparing me. Get ready. You're taking your house with you. Everywhere you go, you have everything you need. Allow us to be with you, whatever that is. And so as we travel, and these sacred lands, all of them, I watched people open up. I watched this woman remember the goddess of her entering back into her, just shaking, quaking, and falling apart. Everybody has breakthroughs when you're on this trip, because that's the whole point. And when I'm there with them, I can trance into it. I can help support them. I can see what else they need and or to bridge the gaps so that they're able to connect, to be able to go into that next level of their own growth and development, and to really embrace all the gifts and the talents that they have that they might not have figured out how to yet.
Oh, thank you for that. That was amazing. I love the fact that you did animals, because animal spirit medicine is near and dear to my heart. And the bear, the brown bear specifically, is my spirit animal. And I want to just tell folks who are listening or watching, when Judy talks about the turtle, the reason why she says that everything is here within you already, you are the home, is because the turtle has the shell. And everywhere it goes, whether it brings itself back into the shell or is out walking about, it is bringing its home on its back. That's one of the messages of turtle. And the other thing, the ceremony Judy was doing, so beautiful. It's one of my favorite things to do to facilitate great change and gratitude, is the despacho. And despacho in the Caro language means to dispatch. So we're literally dispatching something through a bundle we put together, and it goes either buried into the earth or the fire. Some people use the water to carry it away. I do this with groups a few times a year, but it's amazing when you do the despacho, what starts happening in your world quickly and slowly, but it happens. The yeah. spirits absolutely hear us. And they do dispatch our wishes, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
What is your shamanic lineage? Where did this come from? Is this a past life thing? Are there, besides...
There are some practices in this physical life too. I didn't know it, of course. Again, things that we didn't know. I come from the Inuit line, and my great-grandmother, so again, it was upper New England area. And I think that she was in a tribe. And then when they went and flooded the Hudson Valley to go ahead and create the dam, they collected the children and they adopted them out, is what they did. And so I didn't realize it until the trees were talking to me and the animals were talking to me. And like one of those aha moments was, my brother-in-law had passed away and they'd asked me to do the celebration of life. And I knew that he had Native American ancestry because I kept hearing, you need to really do something that's Native American. So we went to the beach and, you know, we were doing our prayers. And then this massive group of birds came and they all swirled around us. And then literally a crow landed on my back. And it was crow medicine just telling me, we've got you, go forward. I mean, when I was in Peru, one of the things that my first blessing with the condor, we had gone into the animal sanctuary where, you know, they're rehabilitating the different condors, but they're allowed to fly back and forth. Well, two of them started this tussle over me and one came down and literally took its talons and ripped it through my hair and pulled out my hairpiece. Now, the people that were there came running from one end to the other to find out what blood or where my eyeballs were at. Not a scratch. Mm. Not a scratch. That was them blessing me, saying, welcome to our lineage. And wherever I went, every single shaman, Paco, they call them Pacos there, they would look at me and I would feel their lineage just be downloaded into my heart where the tears just rolled. And it was the same when I went up to the Hopi Reservation. It was like, I knew I had been there before. I remembered. I didn't know what I remembered. And I knew I was going to meet this incredible, fascinating, wonderful woman who was like so wise. And I'm going to grab this really quick because I turned around and took this picture. And this is a picture of me. It's the shadow woman. So as we look outside, we really have to remember the inside. We have to allow ourselves to connect with what are those feelings? What are those emotions? What are those urges that we're all feeling, those great urges of, oh, I have to, but what is it and where is it? You don't have to know all of, but you do have to choose to be willing to go on the exploration of.
Yeah, that's an exciting journey. Wow. Thank you. Your stories are so beautiful.
There's so many stories.
And I'm getting a lot of chills, and that doesn't happen often, but when somebody's speaking a level of truth and wisdom, and there's something inherent also here, I do get those goosebumps, and I'm feeling it a lot as you speak. And I also feel about channeling. Before we shift, explain to us if you know who's going to come through, and if not, if you're an open vessel for the beings who are already connected with you, and then what we can expect as you allow yourself, allow this to come through. What is that about?
Okay. Well, Jen, I just drop in really quick. I work with a gatekeeper. Every single person has, in my understanding, my belief, every person has a gatekeeper that they work with. They remain dormant most of the time for individuals, unless they're called into action. They're like your guardian angels and your spirit guides. They're just another one part of your spiritual team. I do work with that Elder Lemurian. His name is Jamar. I work very closely with him. He probably will come in to give us a little bit of information. And I probably will bring in the Council of Light because they have definitely been coming forward with a bit more of a broader audience of information because there's been so much transition that's been happening. They're making a larger presence to help support individuals with that energetic shift and to be able to find that balance and that grounding through the process as well. So,
and do you get quiet for a while? And should I ask questions or they'll just come in with the information?
If you want to ask questions, you are welcome to ask questions. And so they will go ahead and have that process. You will have to, it'll be very fast that I will go in, so you don't have to worry about a time lapse, but I won't know time. So you need to drive that. Okay.
I got you.
Thank you. Okay. So here we go. I'm just going to go ahead and start. Bela here. Good day, everyone. How are you? I know I'm rather flamboyant, are I not? Anyway, it's always so exciting to have an opportunity to get before a broad audience of new people. And I want to remind you about your gatekeepers. They are fabulous resources for each of you to have access to. And you can ask questions, you can get information and guidance, and they can help teach you many different aspects of yourself. But the primary thing you need to know, that their job, their duty is to protect and to guard you, and to ensure that you are held in that high resonance so that there isn't any shenanigans that's going to happen in and out of the field, not while they're on duty. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and move into having Jamar come in. He's pretty smart. So anyway, hold on. Here we go. Jamar here. Good day, young ones. I felt that it was important for me to come as we are aligning with that of the Lion's Gate. Mm-hmm. The energy shifts in the portals that are very specifically taking place at this time on your earth. Mm-hmm. Each of them are aligning succinctly within the energies of each of you, allowing for you to have a greater awareness and an accessibility to. Your dream times are becoming much more relevant, and they are readily available with a different resonance of imagery and information for you to be able to access and to follow. For many of you, you have no remembrance of dreams at all. And that is normal as well, because you're not dreaming, you're traveling. And you are working. You are working collectively with the consciousness of far beyond self, supporting that energetic frequency from the lessons of you, of your daily lives. You are feeding that consciousness as well as you are being fed from, so that you can then anchor that information into the physical existence of this time and space and the community of which you find yourself housed alongside of and with as well. There are great energetic shifts that are happening upon the planet as well, very specifically, because it is creating its new foundation as well. It is not just the governmental changes and the changes within your lives. It is a new evolving. It is a new coming together of awareness and of awakening, but mostly of resources. And this is the part that you need to understand. This is not you being left behind. This is about you being in the midst of receiving as you desire to. But it takes the heart of each of you to choose to step into that place of uncomfortability. But feel within your heart of who resonates mostly with you and alongside of you for your community. Now, you, precious one, have just spoken of very clearly feeling that energy and receiving that continuity of connectedness, of being within a familiar vibration. That is very true. That is your soul truth knowing. For each of you to know and to recognize that you have accessibility to that. Your body will always tell you, but it's up to you to listen and to act upon what you are receiving for that information. Now, this day I ask, do you have a question for me specifically, or shall I get the counsel?
Oh my, well, that's a beautiful buffet, you, the council, both. May I ask a question and you all can decide who's best to stand forward?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And I love your calm, almost sexy energy. It's quite beautiful.
Why, thank you. I'm over 25,000 years old. I don't get hyperventilated early. I have a very peaceful resonance as I love to share wisdom, child.
I can feel that. You mentioned, as I understand profoundly, this month of August, right now, yes, we know August 8th is the peak of Lionsgate, but I also understand that on August 9th, we have the moon, full moon in Capricorn, and this portends very well for creating, for bringing those dreams along into action and fruition. I also understand there is a command 1221, which is opening a portal to a lot of probabilities and manifestations, and the same that there may be the dates August 18th and 21st/22nd. Very good for manifesting, and that the galactics are here with us. So I find this massively exciting. I'm wondering, can you speak to that? And can you tell us specifically what we can do with these beautiful dreams for ourselves, for humanity, for the earth, for the ones we love? How can we use this August energy to powerfully bring these things about?
Beautiful questions and good observations about what is taking place. You are correct. Energetically, there are massive shifts that are coming into an openness. And the part that's so beautiful about when you have these pivotal times, it's a thinning of the veil. It's an opportunity to attract into with a greater success rate of accessibility for each of you to resonate within as well. It is also a prime time of you being able to expand and to breathe into having a different level of awareness of beyond the limitation of the physicality. Your physical bodies are housed within an energetic field within the skin cells, and then you have many different expanded layers. But when you move into these portal time periods, the changes that take place within the molecular structure of your physical body is an expansiveness that allows you to move into a greater level of awareness and accessibility and to attract that into accessibility within your crystalline DNA. You are activating, you are welcoming, you are working collaboratively alongside and for and with for the betterment of your soul. This is the key behind all of it because each of you came in here with soul goal purposes. You may not have a cognizance memory of what that is, but you will move through stages and timelines of your life that moves it into the action-oriented space and time. So when you find yourself moving through these great portals, moving through these great shifts, that is you moving yourself into that next level of what is along that pathway specifically that is meant for you along the journey as well. As for what you need to be doing and or what you may be feeling and experiencing, let me take a moment there because this becomes a time where many are feeling off balance. They are oftentimes seeing multidimensionally and don't understand, or they're recognizing the warbles and they are noticing the light frequencies and the fractals that are around them. They are hearing and buzzing and feeling that sensual overload through the process and a physical exhaustion. The physical exhaustion is twofold, because as you are evolving into this presence and resonance, your physical body is receiving different shifting energetic frequencies that it's trying to alchemize, it's trying to balance. But as a sensitive, what else are you doing? You're constantly transmuting others' energies around you. You are receiving those, so you are bombarded by the other people and their challenges and stresses. It is so important for each of you to be able to do the practices that you need to balance yourselves so that, first of all, you're in your own energetic field. Because that is the first. You can breathe in that energy and then exhale out your heart, sending that love energy out into the world, creating a beautiful bubble space around you. You can do the Om sound 3 times. That will help to align and rebalance harmonically your physical body, which will bring you back into a balance. And then you must do grounding techniques. You walk around outside barefoot, you hug the tree. The tree is a beautiful energy that will help to ground you. Spending time outside in nature is a beautiful harmonic sedative, I shall call it. Yes, that is a good term. Where then it helps you to settle into the energy and the frequency and the vibration that is all around you without having to internalize it, as you are releasing it through you as you continue to receive those brilliant rays of sun. And I want to remind you that it is just as important to receive that moonlight as well. During new moon times is when you receive the greatest galactic communication as well, which will help to alchemize that frequency within each of you as well. Spending time journaling. Meditating. Meditation does not mean you have to stay in the Om. Meditation means that you ask and you allow space to hear. Many of you receive wonderful messages while you are in the shower, while you are walking, while you are doing dishes, while you are doing artistry and or playing music. It is allowing your soul to move into a place of openness, so that you can receive. Being in that space and time of mindfulness during the darkest time, the 4 to 6 a.m., that is a prime time of receptivity, of you even doing brainstorming and planning with your team for what do you want to bring into your life and how do you want to spend your day and how that's going to unfold for your highest resonance and benefit thereof. It is all about recognizing that you are the evolution. You are the partner with, you are the creator alongside of, and you are unlimited in whatever capacity, and or I shall say limited by only what you choose it to be. Does that make sense to you, child?
Yes, that was so beautiful and meaningful to me because you spoke directly to the practices I use, specifically putting my feet on the ground, letting my roots go into Mother Earth, having conversation with her, or sometimes other shamanic aspects that I'm familiar with, and also the tree and the nature and the moon bathing, allowing those codes as well as the sun codes. So I'm very grateful you spoke to that. And as always, I love how simple these things are. I think we have very lofty ideas of manifestation and efforting, but the truth is there is no effort in nature. Nature just is, and nature is in harmony with. And so if we can allow ourselves to be more like nature, to be aligned and flow with that, that's where the juice is. That's where things can be created. Would you agree?
I would, absolutely. I would like to allow the council to come in for just a few moments, if that is okay with
That's
you.
Exciting. Yes, please.
One moment, please. Good day, young one.
Good day.
Good day. I come as a representative of the Council of Light. I wanted to send an activation of energetic frequency out to all audience members, radiating into their hearts and their souls, elevating them into a new space of awareness, of oneness, of recognition, and of curiosity. Curiosity is one of the most brilliant tendencies that a human has within its lifetime, as it creates that pattern and that frequency of movement, of asking questions, of seeking. And the more that you seek, the more that you will bring into the awareness of you and the awareness and the accessibility to the collective of all that is. Humans don't recognize how highly regarded you truly are for the exceptionality of your emotions. Your emotions are living, breathing resonance of movement, of grace, of glory, of peace. The passion that you have creates healing. It creates a knowingness. It creates such wisdom tree far beyond you could ever possibly imagine. You are partaking of, you are the greatest collaborators alongside of the consciousness of all life that is there for all beings, not limited to that of the human, but of all and for all. You oftentimes find yourself thinking you are alone, and we find that so humorous because you are so far from alone. You are so incredibly loved for all of the depths of who you are. And we are here always sharing such compassion for you and empathy alongside of you. And we're here to cheer you along the way so that you can have the courage and the strength to truly move into the unlimited passion and depth of you. We see what you truly can be, and we are here to support you so that you can too. To embrace the unlimitedness, to truly expand the soul, and to attract into the soul all that you desire to. I want to also comment on one other thing that you had mentioned, young one, the simpleness. Do you not realize that by simply being in a space of joy, you are creating that joy and that love for the world to have too? It is not selfishness. It is feeding the world through the self of joy and love because you are the creator of that love and joy that is feeding the world outside of you. So we always want to encourage you to go find and do the things that bring that joy and light and love into your heart. Go dance in the rain. Go sing under the stars and share that love that we see that each of you are. Many blessings, my dear, precious, precious one. Many blessings. It has been my esteemed honor to come and to speak and to share this transmission with all of those who dare to dream. We're dreaming alongside of you. Blessings, precious one. Blessings today.
That was so amazing. I really received all of that. And there was so much in that. Poof. Beautiful beings. Thank you for coming forward. And Judy, thank you for being such a powerful container for both energies to bless us today.
I'm going to bring myself back. Just
yes.
Okay. Okay.
I was going to ask you, how are you feeling?
I'm going to take a quick moment and take a drink because I got to bring myself back.
Absolutely. And ground yourself. And
water is a fabulous grounder. Yeah. It just helps to bring me back into the physical body. So I always encourage everybody to drink water. And you should after this anyway, because you were in altered states of consciousness, whether you recognized it or not. And this healing energy will continue for a minimum of 72 hours. So drink lots of water. And different colored things may come from different orifices of your body. You bless them and let them go.
God, thank you for that. Oh, my word. This was so poignant at this time. I don't know if you need to go back and listen to it when it comes out, but I'm going to highly recommend you do. And it was so perfect for August, for going forward, for who we are right now, for what's going on. So I'm very grateful for all of that. And Judy, I know that you and I are both speaking on the Mystery School at Sea, and folks who would like to join us, cabins are selling right now, and there is a cutoff. And once they reach that, they can change prices. This is true because I spoke on the Yucatan cruise last year, so I'm very well schooled at this. All you need to do is leave a deposit. And if you come with a friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, family member, cat or dog, oh, darn, I don't think the animals are allowed on the cruise ship, but if they were, I'd be all for that one. But when you come with a friend, you get a special discount. And you definitely, this is one I would say, don't miss. Maria Wheatley is going to be aboard. I was in Glastonbury with her last year. This, if you guys don't know who she is, she's one of the four most dowser experts in the world, as well as ancient site experts. So we have people of this level, like Judy, like Maria, et cetera, coming. Come, go ahead and register. And Judy, where else can folks find you?
Well, they can find me on my website, but one of the things that I'm doing right now that I'm so excited about is I'm starting a new series. Again, it's called Beyond Insight, and it meets on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I drop into trance, and everybody asks whatever questions they want to know. And they get a chance to hear from all of these different beings. And together, we're able to share that wisdom and information. And it's part of my heartbeat community that I'm just in the part as far as the beginning phase of rolling out. So I'm finally starting my own tribe, my own community. I'm so excited about this too. But this series, it's 8 weeks for $333. And I'm like, really, Spirit? And they're like, yes, you're making it accessible for every single person. And I also am available for private sessions. I do mentoring. I work with people all over. And I've got wonderful trips that are coming up. So we've got the Mystery School. And then next October, I'm going to be going back to Peru. We're going to be doing an ancient temple tour, and we will unearth the mysteries of Machu Picchu as well. And then I'll be going back. I'm going to be going to Glastonbury, England, alongside of you. And we'll be presenting in Glastonbury, England in August next year as well. So lots of really cool trips coming up. And I truly am living my dream. And I can't tell you how exciting it is to live my dream. But first, you have to have a dream. And this is where you are today, each of you gathering so that with other like minds and hearts to expand your thoughts into that great dreaming capacity so that we all can truly be exactly what we want within our hearts and be in that soul.
And folks who are interested in all of this, you can go to judyweaver.com. That's Judy with an I, weaver.com. and also to join us on the Mediterranean cruise and all the other amazing speakers, go to mysteryschoolatsea.com. All the links are going to be in the show notes and in the descriptions. Judy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate you.
It was such a pleasure. It was such a pleasure. We had a blast, and I look forward to seeing you again in the real life.
Me as well. Thank you. And I end today's show with this reminder: when we surrender to the light within, we discover that the truth we seek has been in us all along, waiting to guide us into love, healing, and freedom. Subscribe to this number one transformation, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Please leave a comment and share the show. Next week on the podcast, Debbie Solaris is back again. This is the Galactic Historian, bar none. I don't know yet where we're going, but I'm going to talk to Deb, and I know we're going to find this incredible species, galaxy, etc., to share with y'all. Thank you so much, everyone, for being on this journey. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving a comment. I read them all.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.